There we go. We're recording September monthly chat. Welcome everybody. As everybody knows, we are on beforehand. So if you ever want to catch this, you can go back in the archives in Facebook and you'll see us chatting. So there you go.
The answer to Jonathan's question, did I sit on Tony's lap? No, I was just being really, really close and goofy with him before we started the recording. So I don't want to, I'm not doing that.
No.
Not during a call.
All right.
Not our office anymore.
So as we're going to jump into this real quick with the big news, because we've been working on this. Who brought it up? Was it Kimberly who brought it up?
Okay. So I can't remember which show it was. It was about a month ago. Karen
brought it up.
She put this post up and she said, did I hear between minutes 16 and 18
yes.
about, are we doing a challenge in October? And
a 30-day sex challenge.
30-day sex challenge. And so it was really kind of an offhanded comment that I had made. And for those of you that haven't listened to that episode, it's in the Facebook group. It was just an offhand comment. Tony and I had talked about doing another sex challenge this fall. We had talked about September, but we knew with the one conference in Kenosha that was just not going to be a possibility. And so I just said, well, let's just bump back a month. Let's do it October. Never mind the fact that I'm at another conference in October, but logistically we'll figure that out. And so we said, well,
October is also our 23rd anniversary month.
Yes.
Kim and Kurt are here. So anyways, so we started thinking about this and we're going to do something just sort of fun and low key. And we started looking at this and going, you know what? We haven't done a sex challenge with the one family in a long time. Like back in the day, we did 3 in a row. It was on the blog back in the day when blogs were like really popular and everything. And which was cool.
If you want a good laugh.
Oh gosh, don't even look at those.
No.
It's horrible.
Go back and you'll Google 7 Days Sex Challenge on the site and like take a look at those.
Elisa's
like,
hair is about this big.
Big hair. I mean, it was
seriously
just,
about
oh
this
my gosh.
Big.
Like every time those
crazy.
Come up. Anyway.
Where you come from? So anyways, we're putting on a 30-day sex challenge with you guys, our summit partners. We're opening it up to the one family. Here's the thing though, you guys get everything that we're gonna be selling and promoting to everybody else for free. This is what I need you to do though. Go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/summit30 and we'll put that in over here, which I'm gonna do right now so you guys can see it. And all I need you to do is to put in your name, first name, last name, and the email you use for your summit partner, because all we're going to do is we just want to make sure that we are sending those of you who are in and really want to do this with us the emails. Because if you don't, we don't want to bug you. But be ready, because during the month, we're going to be doing that all here within our group, because that's where we're going to hold each other accountable and go for it.
What that also means is that there are going to be a lot of new people coming mm-hmm. into the group. Because everybody outside of the summit partners as part of the challenge will get a month free mm-hmm. in the summit partnership. Mm-hmm. So they'll be in the Facebook group. Everything that you guys have access to, they get a month of it for free. And
if my page isn't working, please let me know. It should be.
If not, we can.
But if not, let me know, because I may have to do something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Well, you know what? Let's just send it out with the replay and everything, so that this way, once we've got it.
Yeah. And I put the link up there, oneextraordinarymarriage.com/summit30. So do we log in? No, Kimberly, just sign up.
Mel, were you able to get the pay? Oh, okay. So on Mel's side, it's working. So it might be something on our side.
Maybe something on our side. So basically all you guys are doing is go to that page, you'll see where it says join now. All I'm asking and we're asking for is your first name, your last name, and your email. Because what we want to do is, we got all these summit partners, but if you're not interested in getting the emails, because we're going to send emails once a week with all the positions, with everything that we're doing, if you want it. But if we don't, we don't want to bother you. We get it. Some of you just are like, hey, this isn't going to be a good month for us. Or it's more like, hey, we're going to do it, but we're only going to do 7 days or 14 days, and that's cool. Yeah, something's going on. Thanks, Kim, for letting us know. It should all be working. We're having some issues, I think, with our servers on our end.
So let's talk a little bit more about what's in this challenge, yeah, right? Because it's not just 30 days of sex, right? We've done that. We've done the 60 days of sex. We've done 7 days of sex. We know some of you have done 14 and 21 and whatever. We've done the days of sex. So what's getting added this time is that we're going to do 30 days, 30 positions. So part of the reason why we're asking you to sign up from the emails is that we are going to be condensing, you know, the position post, right? Like, you guys have seen positions before, we've done positions before, but everybody that signs up for this challenge is going to get 7 days of positions at a time so that you've got something to look at each day. We're going to be doing, yes, Mel, yes, exactly that, a new position every day.
For so here's days. The thing though, and I'm going to say this up front, because I'm already in this. Positions are great to try. Guys, if you cannot come to completion and need to move, just tell your wife. Because I know as we get going, that gets hard.
Right.
So, okay.
Right. And so with that, for everybody that's outside of the club, because you guys may be thinking, okay, well, I'd love to share this with friends, because as I say, friends don't let friends miss out on really good things for their marriage. Just know that everybody that's outside of the Summit Partnership, it will be $30 for the 30 days, the 30 positions, the weekly emails, and all of that. You guys get it for free because you're already in.
Right.
Right. So that's just if you, like, other people are talking about, they're like, why is it $30? Well, because they're not already in.
Yeah.
That's the benefit of being a Summit Partner. And that's why they should be Summit Partners.
And we will send you that link when it's ready. And that will be on Thursday. We wanted to get all you guys in and going first and foremost, because we know you guys are going to just get ready, get signed up, and that's it. And we'll send emails out reminding you and letting you know before we get started. Mm-hmm. It's going to start October 1st. So we're going to have some more conversations before we even get to that. So, and again, hey, the positions are one thing. You guys do what you got to do. If this is a month where it's like, hey, we know we can do a 7-day challenge or a 10-day challenge, then do that. I mean, Elisa and I are going to be going for 30, but like she said, there's some things that are going to go on, and we're going to be talking about that within the group, within the emails. We're going to be putting out videos so that way we can talk about all of this.
And I do want to say we are well aware of the fact that October has 31 days, so nobody needs to send us an email saying you guys didn't match up your months to the days. We know. So it's built in there. If you have an unavoidable emergency, you've got a day off. If you want to be super extraordinary, you can go for 31 days. Again, yeah, it's like any challenge that we do, you customize it to fit you. It just so happens that we said 31 day sex challenge sounds awkward. So, you know, it's all about how it goes.
Kimberly, all you got to do, oneextraordinarymarriage.com/summit30. That's it. That's all you guys have to do. For Summit Partners, all you have to do, when you get to that page, there'll be a little form with your name, first, last, and then use the email that you use to that you use for your Summit Partner ship. That's all. And you're good to go. Videos, yes.
So the videos will be encouragement. It will be tips. It will be great things to have in the bedroom during the challenge. You know, so that's the type of videos we're talking about. There will not be any crazy sex videos or anything like that.
Hey, we may use our
okay, people. Maybe we can use the people. But it won't be Tony and Elisa. So no crazy sex videos.
Well, it's skinging, asking me for payment.
Well, let's take care of that.
Don't know why. You might, yeah. It may be there may be an, it should not be asking you for any payment. Let me show you what you guys, shoot.
Go to.
This is, I'm having a little issue. All right. This is sometimes where technology drives me nuts, and I'm going to tell you guys because it does.
So we're going to try and pull it up on an incognito screen to see if we
can. Can I share an incognito?
You can.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, so
hold
over.
On. All right, hold on, you guys. I'm going to share my screen. Because I want you to see what you should be seeing. Because if you
go to that one,
if you don't see this page, then you're in the wrong space. What the heck did I just do?
Click out. There we go.
All right.
So you should see a screen now that says 30 Day Sex Challenge. We can't see you, so.
Yeah, we can. Where's?
Well, you have to go over. You're in the share screen now. You got too much going on.
All right. So that's what you should see. No, you're not yelling at us. We know. Here's another link. Okay. Hold on. You guys should be seeing that page right there. So, where am I going?
Well, because you keep moving stuff, and so the Zoom is not liking you doing all of that, jumping to different screens.
Okay.
Because see, yeah. I don't even know what you're doing right now.
All right, stop screen share. That's what you should be seeing?
Should be Tony and Elisa.
All right, this thing today. Why
are you trying to go to Zoom?
Okay, we're on Zoom.
We are on Zoom.
Okay, there we go. All right, so if you saw that page, you should be good. If not, Kimberly, let me know and I can do a video and show you what should be happening. And again, I will send out emails.
Yes.
We will send out emails with links. So everything should work. All right.
Okay. So Mel, you got that page.
Don't tell John. Let's go 31.
Go for it. Okay. Go for it. Unless John listens to the replay or reads the emails.
And here's the thing though, too, you guys, and I want to impress why we're doing it this way. So Elise and I have done these multiple times before, and what will end up happening, everybody's like super excited at the beginning. And then because it's open and it's not in a closed group, back in the day, we didn't have these groups like we do now. So what would end up happening, we would have all these people in, and then it would just like come to a peter at the end. And that was just over 7 days. And what our goal is really here is to encourage each other. Help each other with tips and ideas, what is working and what might not be working, and why maybe, hey, we took a day off on, you know, day 10 or day 5. The big thing is, and Elise and I try to impress upon folks who are starting to challenge more than anything, is the emotional intimacy you're gaining, the sexual, the physical intimacy, as well as that romance, the spiritual intimacy that comes in between you two. So there's so much more, but we're going to be here to encourage each and every one of you as well. And for you guys too, just know, hey, Elise and I are going to go through our own issues and we're going to be real about it, man. I'm not going to come up here and just be like, oh, it was great when it was like absolutely hard and tough to get mindset in. I mean, we've talked about a lot of these topics recently as we've been looking at this coming up in October, like, what is that chatter that's going on? Are we going to allow that chatter to take us off course? Or are we going to stay, you know, we're going to stay in the game?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it is one of those things I know.
Today's show was very good, especially with the challenge coming up. Yep. Okay. There we go. What's that?
We have the Facebook screen in front of
us. Oh, okay.
There we go.
There we go.
Yeah. And the other,
is everybody good? Before we go forward, everybody good? Give us some thumbs up.
Are there any questions about the challenge?
Let's just start with the thumbs up first and then we can go with the questions. How's that?
Somebody give Tony a thumbs up that you're all good.
I'd just like to know.
Okay. Tony would like a thumbs up, please. If you heard him, please put a thumbs up.
Yeah.
That's all. They lost this. Okay.
Yeah. Well, and that's one of those things. Hey, if you want to do it during that period, that's yours. We did a show on an episode on that. We talked about it for us. I mean, you're so light nowadays, we'll probably pass on the first day or two.
Yeah. And it's,
thank you, Mom.
That's all part of.
Okay, Judy. Thank you. I'm gonna have to figure out what's going on with this darn page. Thanks, Kimberly.
That's why, you know, as you look at this, and it's one of the pre-challenge videos that we're going to be talking about too, is, you know, what defines sex for the two of you, right? Because is it being naked? I mean, can you physically have intercourse? Is it intercourse? Is it orgasm? Is it, you know, what does that look like? And that's going to be something, you know, it's just like whether we're talking about the 7 days of sex, or you're talking about 60, having those conversations prior allows the two of you, when you're in that place. I mean, everybody knows the story of the first challenge that we did where Tony was the one that said first, I need a break.
Wow, well, just bring that up.
Well, I think it's important that people know. Okay, right, like you were the first, because we had to talk about it, right? And we hadn't talked about what that was going to look like. So the first time it came up during that challenge, it became this place of like, oh, this is awkward. Like, what do we do with this? Mm-hmm. Which is why we want you to talk about it before October 1st, so that you guys can define it. So you can talk about, you know, like, what are we going to do when somebody's got her period? And I already said, so October 3rd through 5th, I'm at a conference. It, granted, it's here in San Diego, but I'm at a conference and the 5th is our anniversary. And so already I'm like, logistically, how is this going to work? How's it going to work? And yes, my period will be smack dab in the middle of it. So we have to have conversations about that.
Yeah.
You all have to have a conversation about what does it look like? And we know we have a lot of members who travel a lot, right? So what's your plan for travel? Mm-hmm. Conversations. It's all about conversation. What do you need to start saying no to now in terms of very busy October calendars so that you can say yes to being able to spend time with each other? So you can say yes to not being exhausted at the end of the night. All things to think about.
Yeah. Cool, cool, cool. Phone sex. Sure.
Sure. Been there, done that.
Done it. Yeah. I mean, if you're in two separate areas and that works for you too, then go for it. Like if that's what has to happen, toys. I mean, think about toys. I mean, these are all things we're going to start bringing together. Our main thing is just making sure that those of you who are interested in being in it, get signed up. I'll figure out the page. Once it's figured out, do know I'll have links and we'll send out an email here, in the next few days. Mm-hmm. 5 days at the most, and we'll get you guys the link and working. So
yes,
that's
we're excited.
We're super excited.
We're excited that we've got the summit partners and those who will be joining the summit partners during that period of time to really have that community. I mean, you all know how powerful this community is. It's going to be so impactful for people that have maybe thought about the Position of the Month Club and are like, oh, okay, what does this look like? And then they're going to come in and you all in a very good way are going to overwhelm them with who you are and how you treat one another and what that looks like. And so it's really like, this is one of those pivotal moments where marriages get changed literally around.
Yeah.
So
cool. What's next?
Cool. Cool. You want to talk about this month's position?
Yeah. We can talk about this month's position as we're talking about the challenge and everything. So it's bent knees. Mm-hmm. And I know some of you have already jumped in, started trying it already. Go do it. It's a great one. It's a reason to just go, hey, there's something new to try.
Being a little lanky tonight, just go do it.
Just go do it. Yes, that is you, Kimberly. Exactly. So fun position, lots of good stuff in there. The position post is packed. I know Mel and John went through it and were reading the article on what I learned in kindergarten. And, you know, Elisa honestly wrote that and took care of that. So I skimmed stuff and they're like, hey, we bought crayons and just started coloring. And I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. Where'd you think of that? So good stuff though, you know.
The whole divide and conquer in marriage, right? You know, we do different things and with one, Tony and I do different things. And so as soon as I saw that question, I was like, babe, you do know that was in the article, right? Like, like we said that? Collect the, you know, the royal we. Yes, it does. And that's, Kristen, that's such a good point. She said it tried it last night. Husband has to be gentle. It hits differently. That's another part of the conversation. That's something that happens and will definitely happen during the sex challenge, right? And it happens. It can happen any month when there's a new position. Pressure points, everything is different. And so what's the conversation around, hey, you need to be a little gentler. Hey, this one.
I don't think sometimes it's, Elisa can say that, but when we're in the moment, Elisa's like, whoa.
Oh, I will tell him, stop.
Just, like, back off there, off there just a bit. Like, you got me right there. As a guy, I am going to say this, ladies, we don't get that. Like, I don't understand that. And so when she says it, it's just like, oh, okay, so let's just move a little bit. So that way it is pleasurable for you. Because there's, I don't think any of us are there wanting to harm our spouse. Like that's never like personally my intention when we're in a new position or something like that. But there are definitely times when she's like, whoa, hold up. So, you know, that's something that we have learned.
Yes.
And it's conversation afterwards, walk and talk, what have you.
And even having a conversation like prior when you're trying a new position, hey.
But I think you don't know that's going to happen until you're in that position, right? I mean, we've done plenty of positions where we would never have a conversation like, hey, if that happens, I think over the years there, and I think, hey, sexual activity between husband and wife, man, there is a learned there's just a learned ebb and flow that happens over the years. I think something like that early on in my marriage would have totally thrown me off, in all honesty. But now with where we're at and what we do and how we've been able to, you know, keep the intimacy lifestyle going for 10 plus years now, the numerous sex challenges, that doesn't bug me. Like, it doesn't throw me off. It's just like Elisa just going, whoa, you're this position. It's hitting a spot that doesn't feel good. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And moving on. So there's always that ebb and flow that's happening. So, yeah. And you're coloring tonight. All right, Mel. Sweet. There you go.
It's working.
There you go.
It's working. Other things that are coming up next Saturday, the 21st. Mm-hmm. So not this Saturday, but next Saturday, we are doing the One Conference in Kenosha, Wisconsin. There is still time for you. If you've got friends in the upper Midwest, encourage them to come. They're going to get a full day of Tony and Elisa, all the best marriage strategies from the last 11 years pulled into one day. I'm going to be super fun. We're so excited to be there. We're about an hour outside of Chicago. Yep. So it's easy for people to get... Thank you. Yeah. Okay. So Kimberly just talked about my facial expressions. Oh my gosh. Like, I didn't realize how, I've always been told I've got an expressive face, but when I was looking back over the pictures from the Henderson conference, oh my gosh, it's so funny to me just how expressive I am. And yeah, that all do. Being captured in photographs. So sorry.
So that is coming up. If any of you are available, can make it, know people, go to oneliveevents.com. Mm-hmm. All the information is there for that.
What do you guys want to talk about?
Yeah. We got some time. Answer any of your questions. Keep it up in the group. You know, I posted yesterday. Thank you, Karen, for just giving me a little nudge on that. You know, if you see something, give an expression, a like, you know, a heart, sad face. If it's something sad that, you know, really touches you, it's okay. But get in there, do that. We all appreciate that. And if you haven't gone in and commented or asked a question, go for it. Well, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. You know, part of One has always been about being open, honest, and transparent. That's from the beginning. And in here, what you're saying stays here, and we're here to help you. Even with good stuff, like many of you are asking, like I think it was Leslie the other day, just, you know, inexpensive date ideas, or I think was it Natalie who's asking about
Tori with the recreational
Tori was asking about recreational intimacy. But don't hesitate, like jump in. The more you put in, the more you're gonna get out, and that's life. And I'm gonna say that's your marriage at times, you know. And yes, it's gonna ebb and flow, but the more you put in, the more you're going to get out. You may not see it right now. It's like, I always just think of sowing and reaping. And
real quick, her mom is in town unexpectedly, if you didn't see that post.
yes.
So I did see earlier today that they were spending some mother-daughter time.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure that's why she's not in. I don't have that confirmed, but that was there's a post about forgetting that her mom was coming.
So. Yeah. But just always think of sowing and reaping. Mm-hmm. When you plant a seed, we don't see it tomorrow. Like, we don't see the fruit of that seed tomorrow. And a lot of times I think in our marriage, we put a question out there maybe, and we expect something to change tomorrow, and it doesn't. And so we get frustrated, but you shouldn't be frustrated, because by asking that question, it starts the germination process and the growth that begins to happen. What you see here now is that sowing of a seed 12 years ago and where we are now.
Yeah.
Right? And so ask those questions, you guys. John said, haven't made a post in the group yet. As an introvert, it's a struggle to social. Love what the group has to offer. And totally understand that, John. And so in your instance, hey, as an introvert, like something, love something. And that's cool too, because we totally understand, hey, as an introvert, but you also have insights in your marriage where somebody may say something, so you don't actually have to ask a question, but you sure in the heck could give somebody or a couple some insights that could really unlock them. So don't hesitate to do that. So, Tammy's mom is visiting. What do we got? Karen, I wrote that today. Yep. anxiety.
I think she's talking about.
Yep, she wrote a pretty personal
post. About her daughter. Yeah.
Judy, same thing. Again, that's why I said, hey, it's okay if you just put a like or a heart or something of that nature. It's because you saw it and you care about that person enough to just go, hey, I saw you and I see you. And totally get it. Oh, our computer's acting up and
Kimberly, which I'm not sure who you're talking to about celebrate anniversary. So if you can just put a note in there on who or what that is.
Karen brought up a good thing. I felt horrible when I wrote it because it's not positive, but I feel not so better after I feel so better. I'm not going to. Okay. Yep.
And here's the thing. And Tony and I were actually just talking, very much ties in with what Karen said. Not every post in the Position of the Month Club is positive. But there's a big difference between seeking wisdom and seeking help and complaining.
Yeah, huge difference.
I will tell you flat out, if we see that you're just railing and complaining, we will actually go in and delete the message. Like, I'm just going to be completely transparent with you guys, because this is a place where we're looking for solutions. And so if you're putting a scenario out there, very much like Karen did, and said, here's where I'm at. You know, surely there's somebody else out here that maybe you haven't dealt with this exact situation, but maybe you've got insights about something that we haven't looked at, or maybe you're going to give a similar suggestion to something that we already thought about, but it's going to be that nudge for us to take that step. Then that, even if it's not positive, there's going to be positive that comes out of it. If it's just a post, like, if I could just, you know, give a different scenario. If that post was just like, oh my gosh, teenage kids, I can't believe it, da-da-da-da, and it was just this like rail on, you know, some life experience, nothing is going to come out of that. It just kind of feeds on itself. But instead, like I was looking at those comments earlier, and there was so much encouragement. There were people strategizing. There were people, you know, coming alongside. And so that will always be okay.
And as the community grows, that's something that you guys don't have to worry about. Don't worry about it. Let Elisa and I deal with that. That's us. That's Heather, who also monitors the group and making sure that the community is healthy. Mm-hmm. And so post it. If it's something that we feel like shouldn't be there, we'll reach out to you and let you know why. And that's all. And it's no hard feeling. It's don't take it personal. Don't get offended. But because of where it's at, sometimes we may just have to go, hey, and we haven't, in all honesty, we have taken down a couple of things. Mm-hmm. But we went to the person and told them why and let them know why. And they're still in the group. Mm-hmm. They're still part of the Summit Partners. And that was it. So it's totally, totally cool. But, you know, Elise and I have a number of platforms where people are talking about us and what we do. And those that are encouraging and positive, and even if they have something not so nice to say, but can give us critical feedback, we're listening. If you rail on us or anybody that we know, we're pretty much going to delete you and block you. That's just sort of our stance. We're not going to block you here. We're going to let you know.
Right. So. There's a show called Critical Feedback that deals with all of that. There's a show for that. Yeah. I love that we can say that. There's a show for that.
So Kimberly was saying our anniversary.
No, but she was replying to Karen.
So okay. Yes. No, that's not replying to Karen. Your, meaning us, babes.
Okay.
That's saying replying to Karen. That's not
replying. Okay, well, that one said yours, replying to Karen.
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
All right, who knows? For our, if it's our anniversary, it's October 5th.
Yeah.
We'll just tell you that right.
Yes.
We'll tell you that right now.
Yeah. 23 years.
Yeah.
20, and that's so crazy because you were just kind of talking about 12 years ago. And literally 12 years ago, guys, we were in the middle of the 60 Days of Sex Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It was 12 years.
Yeah. See, no, you too.
Okay. Well, there's sometimes I lose it in the thread.
Oh, yeah. That's
so funny. It's pretty trippy to be thinking about that. You know, our kids were 2 and 5 at the time, which is crazy because now they're about to be 14 and 17. Mm-hmm. And to think about what has happened.
Yeah.
And even just sitting here with all of you guys, like if you had told me when I said yes, and when I finally said yes to Tony about doing the 60 Days of Sex Challenge, that we would be here in 2019, I would have laughed in your face.
I
wouldn't be, there would have been no words to describe it. I'm like, you're crazy. But here we are, and to see
some good stuff.
I was gonna say, to see what that seed that was planted, which is kind of an interesting little play on words there. But
luckily, we didn't have any kids during that. Wasn't that an outcome of reading strip? So 60 Days of Sex Challenge, the way that came about was I was frustrated that sex wasn't talked about in the church. And so Lisa challenged me to find a book for a small group that we were going to do. And if I found one, then we would talk about it. And that book was called Intimacy Reignited, which is a great book. And then what we end up doing is, in conjunction with that book, we saw these couples that were on TV who had done sex challenges. And that's where I brought up the 60 Days of Sex Challenge. Out of all that, a couple of years later, 3 years or 4 years later, that's when Stripped Down actually came out, and we actually wrote that book. I think it was about 4 years later.
Was it that long?
I think it was 4 years after that. Maybe three. It's been out for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Celebrating our anniversary, man, that's a great question. I don't know. This year is a little different because we're so into football, and Elisa has a conference that she's at, and that's the weekend of homecoming as well for our son. So, man, I'd love to get away for a night. Maybe we'd have to do it during the week or something. I don't know.
Not that week. I'm literally at a conference here in San Diego Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'm ducking out of the conference Friday afternoon because it is the homecoming game, and when your son's team is ranked third in the state, you don't miss a football game.
Let me get that link for you, Kimberly, for the book. Yeah, let me, because I know.
Do we have it in the members area?
I don't know. That's a great question.
I mean, definitely get a link now, but we should put it. What was Intimacy Ignited?
Intimacy Ignited? Hold on. So, see, that's.
Well, you have to spell Ignited properly.
Oh. How do you spell it properly?
Try Intimacy Ignited. IGNIT. There
we go. Okay. I guess it's. Oh, it is Intimacy. My bad. Intimacy Ignited. I'm going to share the link with you guys right now. Which one?
This is because I cleared the cache earlier.
Elisa.
Same.
Hold on, you guys. We've been having so many issues that Elisa cleared cache and everything's gone now. So we're trying to get back to
it. So you don't realize how much you use all the cache stuff until suddenly it's asking for a password for everything that you normally just.
All right, here we go, Kimberly, and everybody who wants to check out this book. Sorry. Already planning your 50th birthday. Wow, Karen.
That's awesome.
All right. There it is. There's the book if you guys want to check that one out. Yeah. That's the one that we did in the small group study with about eight couples, probably, while we were going through the 60 Days of Sex Challenge. So they kept us accountable. It was funny because every week they're just like, oh, yes, it's on the Song of Solomon. They would be like, hey, this is so great. Love it. Hearing you guys and encouraging us. So that's where it just comes back around to doing this 30 Days of Sex Challenge, right? We can encourage one another. And that was a group where, honestly, Elisa and I were the ones doing the challenge. And others were, like, having sex at times. I think they were having more sex, but they weren't, like, committed to the challenge. And yet it was amazing how much all of us, I would say, got out of that.
For sure. We got a lot out of it. Yeah. I don't know how much they got out of it. Thank you, Karen.
Yes, we do. Tell the story on number one. We actually just got a message prior to coming on from And this is a cool part, man. Just now where we're at is we got a message from a 21-year-old wife, got married last year. Wow. Her husband found the podcast and she started listening. Started from the beginning. She's on episode 36. And as a young wife, just going, I can't believe how much you guys are sharing and the vulnerability and your openness and how much it's helping her already in her marriage, which is just amazing. So I love it. We love you guys and being able to be a part of this. So get ready. Even this month, man, we got so much more to this month. So don't even worry about October. We're still going to, we'll talk about that, but we have so much to go this month and we're excited for this month with you guys.
Any other questions, comments, anything that we haven't touched on that you're like, oh,
need to talk about this.
We'd love to just go ahead and drop that in the comments and we will address that.
I think we're good.
It got quiet.
It got really quiet. It did. Everybody's like, okay, probably need to increase sessions this month to build stamina, like training for a marathon.
You know, it is a muscle. Just saying. Your lab might be a good thing.
Well, Travis, you just need to ask Jana and get on it, man. Come on.
Yes, please ask your lady friend.
We know you guys got a lot on your plate, but we'd love to have you guys joining in some capacity.
I'm glad to hear, Kimberly, that you liked the book.
Oh,
the
Tribe
of Mentors.
Yeah.
Awesome. Starting a marriage book tomorrow.
That Alicia recommended.
Awesome. Which one is it?
Yeah, that's cool.
Throw it in the group.
Yep. Get ready. We got a couple more episodes dropping for the Marriage Through the Years. And then we're going to jump into our new series, which is going to be all on spiritual intimacy. So that's going to be a good one. And we're still tweaking that and trying to see where that one's going to go, but we're going to jump into that one, the next series. So be ready for that one. That's going to be good. Yeah, Karen, I think people want to know which book you're going to do.
Which one?
Which one you and Marty are doing. And for all of you who've been here tonight, thank you. We know your time is valuable and we know you got tons going on, but we so appreciate each and every one of you coming on, hanging out with us just for a little bit. It means a lot to be on with you guys. So The Red One by Mark Driscoll. Yeah, I forget what that book is called. Let me see here. I know which one you're talking
about.
I think it's Real Marriage.
About sex, friendship, and life together.
Yeah, they did that. Yeah, it's this one right here. I'll get you guys a link. Hold on. It's this one right here. For all of you who are interested in that one. Boom. Oh, everybody's putting it up there now. All right. So there you guys go. I have some thoughts on videoing the podcast. I'll have to meet. Yes, please, Jonathan. Anybody wants to email me about that sort of stuff, by all means, go for it. That's techie stuff, and I'm just not even there. So having some insights would be awesome. And then it's just working it out to see if we like that. Part of it is sort of like not being on camera, just because we're doing our thing. And sometimes we just come in here and we're just like hair's not done and doing our thing. So it's a whole nother added area. It's not to say we can't do it, but right now with our time, I just need to make sure it runs properly and I'm not doing all the work and trying to get it up and edited and all that stuff. Cause I just don't have that. So, but yes, send the email, Jonathan. I'd be more than happy
to look at it and
talk about it. Yes.
Definitely start the conversation. We've heard it. We've been asked about it.
Yeah.
It's a matter, as with anything that we do at one, it's a matter of having the right team to deploy it.
Yeah.
Because it can't just always fall to Tony and Lisa and our existing team. So.
And more on tech stuff, it falls on my shoulders and I just can't like handle any more of it when it comes to more techie stuff with everything else we got going on. Cool?
Cool.
All right. You guys have a fantastic evening, a fantastic week. We'll catch you in the group. Be looking forward for an email. I'm going to get this stuff figured out for the 30-day challenge so everybody can get signed up. And we're good.
Video so. Would prevent Elise's end of podcast.
Yes, it would.
I didn't know what that means.
Remember when you stripped down?
You're right. That could be. That's seriously a detriment.
Well, you know what we do in those. You know what we do in those sections is
then
that
we have to have technical difficulties.
We just put up like a black technical difficulty because we can't let that in. That's like the fun part of.
But I got to remember it's happening. Because that would be awkward.
Like, awesome, Kim. We're looking forward to it as well.
I'm so glad you were able to. End of podcast strip down.
I love those end of podcast. I mean, I get messed up. And we don't re-record, man. I'm not re-recording. It's what it is. And yeah, even recently, sometimes I'm just having, like, I'm thinking ahead and my brain's not catching up to my mouth and I'm trying to think. So it's all part of it, though. It's okay.
It keeps it real.
That's right, man. That's what happens back here.
And I'm glad everybody had a little chuckle. Thanks to Travis. And my inability to catch that joke.
Yep. And Lisa, forgetting that, she did strip down for me.
That was total initiating. I'm so glad. The important thing is that you remember. See, it's not a scorekeeping thing. The important thing is that you remember.
Awesome. All right, you guys. Love you. Enjoy. And, man, we got a lot of fun stuff coming up. Yes. We do. We just got a lot of fun stuff coming up, and we're excited for you guys as well as us. And what's going to happen. All right.
Sounds good.
Love you guys. Take care. And we'll catch you next month for the monthly chat. But we'll see you in the group. Love you guys.